I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1211, Six Misconceptions About the Church. We all have our own narrative when it comes to the word church, and sometimes, well, the narrative needs to be corrected. And today's the day. Yesterday, we talked about the sweetness of the community of faith. Blessed be the tie that binds. But let's push in a bit further today. As you know, this podcast is about love, loving God and loving others, because Jesus said those are the two greatest commandments. Today, I want to give you a summary of a Logos word-by-word article written by Mike Leek. Here are six misconceptions about the church. He says, number one, that the church is a place to go. The dictionary is against this one. Merriam-Webster defines a church as a building for public and especially Christian worship. This indeed is a common parlance when it comes to talking about the church. But it's not entirely wrong. I mean, the word for church is ekklesia, and it simply means assembly or gathering of persons. If Christians gather in a building for worship, it's not hard to see how the emphasis shifts from the action of gathering to the place where the gathering happens. But there are consequences to this idea. One of the consequences is that we tend to compartmentalize our faith. As Abraham Kuyper said, there's not a square inch in the whole of creation over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, mine. So the church is not just a building. Secondly, the church isn't really necessary. That's another misconception. And this depreciates the importance of the sacred gathering. There is something special that happens when the gathered ones gather, folks. When God's word is open, when the gospel is preached, when the ordinances are practiced, when the church gathers in worship, there is something sacred about the space in which these activities happen. And third, a misconception is the church is mine. You know, when we discover the importance of something, we have a tendency to want to possess it. It's mine. In a sense, it's a good thing to take ownership for the local church, but we can easily forget that the church belongs to Jesus, not to me. Number four, misconception, the church is a business. Now, the church is about worship. We're not about our own survival. When we gather, we do so upon the command of Christ. We're not consumers, we're disciples. And pastors aren't meant to be CEOs, casting a vision and giving direction to an organization. They're supposed to be shepherds who love and lead others in their relationship to Christ. Eugene Peterson was big on that one. Misconception number five, the church should be comfortable. Okay, here we go. Grace feels good, doesn't it? When the church gathers and the gospel is proclaimed, grace is dispensed. The good news of Jesus brings comfort. But there's another sense in which the church is also a place of affliction. In his book, Washed and Waiting, Wesley Hill explains this concept. If the gospel brings comfort, it also necessarily brings affliction. The gospel resists the fallen inclinations of Christian believers. When we engage with God in Christ and take seriously the commands for purity that flow from the gospel, we're always in touch with our sinful dreams and desires, and they're challenged and confronted. You see, if we believe the church is always supposed to be comfortable, we'll be in for a rude awakening when discipleship calls us into uncomfortable mission, awkward conversations, and gut-wrenching decisions. Okay, one more misconception. Number six, the church must be protected. We see this misconception whenever people are ranting on social media about the latest and greatest quote-unquote threat to the gospel. We can treat the church as if the gospel is just a tender little thing that needs our protection. As with all misconceptions, there's some truth. We are weak and vulnerable and dependent. But it's Christ who builds and protects his church, not us. Have we forgotten the image of the lion? Well, Charles Spurgeon didn't. He wrote, suppose a number of persons were to take it into their heads that they had to defend a lion, a full-grown king of beasts. There he is in the cage, and here comes all the soldiers of the army to fight him. Well, I would suggest to them that they should kindly stand back and open the door and let the lion out. I believe that'd be the best way of defending him, for he would take care of it himself. And the best apology for the gospel is to let the gospel out. Here's the great question. Which one of these six misconceptions have you bought into the most in your life? The church is a place to go. The church really isn't necessary. The church is mine. The church is a business. The church should be comfortable, or the church must be protected. Let's pray. God, we thank you today that Jesus promised the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Thank you that in all the cultural craziness today, we are in the unshakable kingdom of God. Remind us of that, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1212. In the meantime, let's remember that the church is wonderful. It's glorious. It's what God intended for us to be. The people of God, the hands and feet of Jesus in the world around us. But let's not fall into the misconceptions about the church.